Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'm damn sure I'm from my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Friday, August 7th, 2026 edition. Having some technical difficulties with Missy's new computer. As a result, she is not going to be on the show with us today. I already gotten four text messages to ask her some questions, but she will be on the show next Friday. So greatly apologize for that. But in lieu of her coming on the show today, I'd like to give you guys my testimony, Vicky's testimony, Officer Rick, Rod and Tracy Wheeler, Randy Walker. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Darren Curtis. Curtis Gunsmithing, Sherry LaFave, and Onaway, her niece, Nita Bug. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Hundreds of my listeners, potentially thousands of Steve Gruber listeners. 14 years she's dedicated her life to taking care of people, getting people healthy, getting them to lose weight, to get all their systems back working again, turn on the metabolism, which burns fat. It does not burn bone. It does not burn muscle. It just goes after your belly fat. Go to her website that she created about me. Trucker Randy Health. All one word, lowercase, no dots. TruckerRandyHealth.com. I want you to scroll down to the before and after pictures, the before and after screenshots. I want you to go down there and look at us in her office. First of all, the picture at the top of the website is me. That picture was taken in her office on April 23rd of 2023. It's also the before picture down below where that day she scanned both me and Vicky in her office, sent us home with whatever supplements we needed, our own individual metabolic formula to turn our metabolism on, and foods to eat and foods to stay away from during the fat burning program. You'll see that 4 months and 4 days later, September 27th of 2023, after April 23rd, I was down 80 pounds. Visceral fat, that ugly, gnarly, yellow visceral fat that goes after your organs was reduced by half. I was at 21 on April 23rd. Visceral fat ended up being at 10. Missy said on April 23rd, visceral fat being at 21, I was a heartbeat away from a widowmaker. I was that close to a heart attack and probably would have died because I was so fat. I had such a high percentage of body fat. I had such a high percentage of visceral fat. She said, Randy, you're like a ticking time bomb. You got to do this or you're going to die. I took it to heart. I lost 6.6 pounds the first day when I ate what she told me to eat and I took the metabolic formula. I lost 3.3 pounds of fat the next day. I was down 10 pounds of fat in just 2 days. It's all documented right there on the website. Well, I'm going to tell you about Vicky and what happened to her and her journey with her as well. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Again, normally Missy from My Pure Health Solutions is on during this half hour. Due to technical difficulties, her new computer isn't able to connect into the studio. So she asked me to basically share my story. share Vicky's story with you guys. January of 2023, Vicky and I were wintering down in Florida. I was doing the show from our travel trailer down in an RV park in Sebring, Florida. Early in the morning, January 2023, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Vicky had to get up to go to the bathroom, and she came back to bed after only walking about 12 feet to go to the bathroom, turn around, walk 12 feet back to bed. She laid down and was panting, shortness of breath. She couldn't breathe. I mean, she was panting heavily. Woke me up. I'm like, sweetie, what's wrong? She goes, I can't breathe. Went to the bathroom and I can't get my breath. I got dressed so fast. It was amazing. I put some clothes on her. I literally tried to get her to walk. She barely could walk. I went out. I opened the door to the Yukon. I backed it up actually very close to the trailer door. I left the passenger side door open. I went back inside. I picked her up and threw her over my shoulder. At that time, she weighed about 250, maybe 260. I was 320. Picked her up, put her over my shoulder, and literally climbed down the steps of the trailer, put her into the Yukon, shut the door, shut the trailer door, and sped to the hospital, which was, thank God, only about 2 miles away. I hit 100 miles an hour at basically 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30, in Sebring, Florida, on US 27. Pulled into the hospital there in Sebring, to the emergency room door, ran inside. The nurse was sleeping. She had her head down on the desk and was sleeping. I yelled out, "Stat, wake up. Get an oxygen tank. Where's the wheelchairs?" She pointed to the wheelchairs. She went and got oxygen tank with a mask. I took the wheelchair out to the vehicle. I picked Vicky up out of the Yukon, put her in the wheelchair, put her in to the hospital. The nurse immediately had the tank, the oxygen tank with the mask, put it over her nose and her mouth, put the little blood ox thing on her finger. Her blood ox was 68%. My wife literally had one step, one foot in heaven. She was out of it. Immediately called the cardiologist that was on staff that morning. I asked them for their fax number. They gave me the fax number. I contacted Munson Hospital in Traverse City. I raised her cardiologist out of bed, and I had her fax Vicky's medical history records to Sebring Hospital. 68 pages, I think they said, had the complete account of her heart attack in 2007 when she was climbing Sleeping Bear sand dunes. They put in two stents in her heart to save her in 2007. Come to find out, those stents were blocked. One was blocked 96%. The other one was blocked at 92%. She had no blood flow to her organs, to her lungs. It wasn't working. She was plugged up. Cardiologists came down. They did an echo. They did what they could do. EKG, whatever, said, "Randy, she has severe heart issues. Problem is, we can't operate on her heart here like they can in Fort Pierce, Florida, on I-95 on the Atlantic Ocean." It was about 2 hours away by ambulance. They said, "We haven't even contacted Lawnwood Heart Institute yet to see when we could get her in for surgery. but we'll do the best we can. I said, well, I got to go back to our trailer and do a show, a radio show in Michigan from 9 to noon. I don't have anybody that can back me up. It was a Friday. I have to do this. They said, fine. That'll give us a couple hours. It was about 8 o'clock at this time. Said, it'll give us 3 hours to make arrangements to get her prepped and ready to go in the ambulance for the ride over to Fort Pierce. And you go do your show and get back here as fast as you can. I did the show that day, and I did not share any of this with you guys. Nobody knew what was going on with Vicky in that hospital. Soon as I got done at noon, I hung up the mic, turned off the computer, and sped back to the hospital. When I got there, they had this huge ambulance waiting for Vicky, who was being wheeled out on this gurney with this hydraulic lift to lift her into the ambulance and to lock her down, secure her for the two-hour drive to Fort Pierce. I got out of the Yukon. I ran up to the driver, and I said, where are we going? He said, we're going to go down 27 to this county road. We're going to make a left, and we're going to head due east on that county road all the way to Fort Pierce, Florida. I said, I got two questions. I'm a former truck driver. Are we going to run red lights, and are we going to blow through stop signs? And he said, yes and yes. We've already contacted the county sheriff. They're going to have sheriff deputies, city police standing by to block intersections for us. They're going to stop the traffic on our way to the hospital. She's already scheduled for surgery. We need to get there before 2 o'clock. I said, dude, I will be NASCAR drafting your bumper. I'm going to tell you right now, if you hit the brakes, I'm going to rear end you. Got it. Drive safe. Just follow me. We reached speeds of about 90, 95 miles an hour following that ambulance. Sirens were on, really, in cow country. There was nothing but farms and cows in Florida all the way there. When we got closer to I-95, we went through a small town. We blew through every single red light. City police, county sheriffs had the intersections blocked. We got right there to the Lawnwood Heart Institute in Fort Pierce, Florida. They were waiting for us at the doors. They took her right directly to the operating table. I parked. I came into the emergency room, and they said, they're already operating on her. Roughly about, I think it was 2 to 3 hours. I don't know. It could have been longer or shorter. I don't remember. It was the afternoon. The cardiac surgeon came out literally with her blood on his gown. He scrubbed his hands, came out to talk to me. He said, your wife is fine. We found her stents to be blocked. We cleaned them out. We put medicated sleeves in, and we added a third stent. She's going to be okay. I had been down in the chapel praying, came back. He told me the good news. I said, when can I see her? He goes, she's out. She's not going to wake up until probably 6:30, 7 o'clock. He said, go have some dinner at the cafeteria. I went down and had lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner with the hospital staff. After I ate, I went to the recovery. She was in ICU. She woke up. I kissed her. During the prayer in the chapel, I said, God, tell me what to do to fix this. And he kept coming back with SteveGruberHealth.com. SteveGruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. While down at the cafeteria having dinner on my phone, I went to GruberHealth.com and I found Missy because of Steve Gruber. He had been on our station. The commercials for her had been airing. I heard about it, didn't know what it was. I contacted her office in early April, and a good friend of mine he had a radio program over in the Kalamazoo area. Right now, I can't even remember his name. Years ago. Well, anyway, he was also a client of Missy's, and he had died. The day before I called Missy, she was totally upset. She was in mourning of losing her friend, her client, her radio show was gone. And I called her. We made an appointment to go see her at her office on April 23rd. The pictures were taken. The screenshots are there. It's all documented on her website, truckerrandyhelp.com. We started the program together. Vicky lost 40 pounds. I lost 80. Vicky is still struggling with heart issues. She had another heart attack last year. They had to add another stent. She's struggling. She's back on the fat burning program, going to try to get down another 40 pounds this time. This is what Missy has done for us and continues to do every single day with every single person that calls her. If the symptoms you're dealing with aren't as bad as what ours were, where I was a ticking time bomb waiting to have a heart attack and Vicky almost died from cardiac failure, you need to text Missy. Even if you don't, she's going through some struggling issues today, a lot of pressure. Text her 269-317-0906. Just text her and say, stay strong, keep fighting the good fight, we love you. 269-317-0906. She's going through some difficult times. Computers are not working. She's got all kinds of issues going on in the office. Her daughter, she's struggling. She's under a lot of stress, and we need to put some love on her. If you'd like to send her a text and you didn't write it down, just text me. You all got my phone number. Text me, Missy, and I'll send you the screenshot. Call her, text her, tell her we're thinking of her, we're supporting her, she'll get through this. Because she is really, I consider her one of our best friends, not just a radio sponsor, but a true friend, a true patriot, a true Christian woman. And I greatly appreciate her and everything she's doing for everybody. She always puts us first, not herself. You guys. So text me, Missy, and I'll send you the link. 269-317-0906. Send her a text of support. Give her a phone call. She needs to be cheered up. Rick, I'm going to text you the phone number. I'm sure you have it, but call or sell. Give her some encouragement. Give her some love. Tim Roberts, longtime sponsor, got some breaking news to share with us. We're going to talk about it in the next half hour from PatriotsRelief.com. We're going to make yourself healthier, stronger, better, live longer. We'll be right back.